Hi, this is Carla Viegas.
Hi, this is Jamie Morgan.
From Rabbitfoot.
You are listening to The Raven and the Blues.
On Talk Radio Europe.
Radio Napa.
And Kansas City Online Radio.
Changing my strings by the TV light. Someone walks past my room, whistling Silent Night. The moon's on the rise, and it's silent all right. Here at the highway, down at the club, everyone is feeling fine. The band set to hit about a quarter past nine. It's all friends and family, but none of them mine. 'Cause I'm on the road again. It's a blues man's Christmas. Everyone is just the same. Blues man's Christmas. I'm still trying to build my name. Blues man's Christmas. 'Cause this is what I do. Let me play the blues. Let this be my gift to you. Oh, woman, I know this is hard on you too. Oh, I'm sad I'm not there to spend Christmas with you. But when I come home, girl, you've got loving to do. Please won't just say it's alright. 'Cause you know I believe, and I hope and I pray, that all of this work is gonna pay off someday. And then you and me can just fly away. Please kiss the babies goodnight. 'Cause it's a blues man's Christmas. Everyone is just the same. Blues man's Christmas. Still trying to build my name. It's a blues man's Christmas. 'Cause this is what I do. Let me play the blues. This will be my gift to you.
Humbug and stuff like that. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues. Opening it up, the pre-Christmas show, Coco Montoya. You've made it through the 21st. You're obviously still with us, which is good news. Welcome to the show. Whether you're on FM in Spain or in Cyprus, or whether you're as a podcast or listening on Kansas City Online Radio or the other stations that do take this program, there are about five or six now altogether. Welcome to the show. Normally, as you know, I don't do much in the way of Christmassy things because to me, I just find that so often over the years, Christmas records have just been made for commercial reasons and there's not many good stuff around. But anyway, I was kind of challenged this year from Cliff McKnight of Nothing But The Blues and sort of saying, will Scrooge Raven come out of his shell perhaps? So yeah, some little Christmas things along the way. Live guests also from Rabbit Foot, which is going to be fun. And also some news about last week's programme and some comments about all the emails that have come in since last week's show, which we'll do towards the end of the show after the guys on FM have left us.
This is Brad Curtis from the Sometime Six Band. You're listening to Raven and Blues with Dave Raven, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a very happy 2013. Hope that it's filled full of love, laughter, good friends, and good blues.
And hey, stranger, come on, lighten your load. And send hey, stranger, come on, lighten your load. Let me see if I can help set you free. Don't try to be an island when the wine starts to rise. No time to be uncertain, no time to hide. Let me see if I can help set you free. I said free, free from misery.
see, the moral is, if you send me a Christmas greeting, you get a record played on the programme. That's Brad Curtis and the Sometimes Six Band out of Vancouver, the city which I gave my heart to in October of this year. And if I could click my fingers and be transported, I'd go and live there, right here, right now. Vancouver, fabulous in Vancouver, in British Columbia. Anyway, Sometimes Six Band, and there you heard were a track called Hey Stranger. Let's move from the cold, wild, British Columbia, sort of Wild West kind of thing, down to the warm area of Florida, where now lives Sybil Gage.
25 cents? No, honey, I wouldn't spend 25 cents to hear nobody singing. Listen here. Up in Harlem, every Saturday night, when the highbrows get together, well, it's just too tight. They all congregate at the all-night strut, and what they're doing down there, I'm telling y'all, just a tut, tut, tut. Old Hannah Brown, from Waycross Town, get full of corn and start breaking it down. Just at the break of day, well, you can hear old Hannah say, give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me to jail, I don't care. I feel just like I want a clown. Bring the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down. He got a rhythm now, yeah, when he stomp his feet. Oh, here it is, send me right on off the seat. Check all your razors and your guns. We gon' be arrested when the wagon come. I want a pigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me 'cause I don't care, don't care. Take me 'cause I don't care. And you know I really don't care. They always after me. Every night of the week I play a gig, there they are. I don't know what it is, but here they come now. Whee! Open up that door, Miss Gage. I smell that smoke. This is the law. It ain't no joke. But I go out there and I make my bail. And every single night, you're gonna hear me wail. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me to jail, honey. I don't care. I feel just like I want a clown. Bring the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down. He got a rhythm now. When he stomp his feet, ooh, he really, really sent me right on off the seat. Check all your razors and your guns. Do the shim, sham, shimmy till the rising sun. I want a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me 'cause I don't care. I don't care. Take me 'cause I don't.
It's so good. The album is called Requests from the Bar. It's from the fabulous Sybil Gage, out of Chicago originally, but now living in Florida. And there's a track called Give Me a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer. In all of my life, I've had lots of odd things in my mouth. I've never had a pigfoot, never tried it. I fancy doing so, actually, yeah. Anyway, let's stay with our Christmas theme in a way. Not too many Christmas tracks, but a few. Let's go acoustic now and Cephas and Wiggins and Christmas Day Blues.
I woke up Christmas morning, found out I was all alone. I looked for my woman, I found out she was gone. Such a bad time to leave me on this Christmas day. I ain't gonna sit here and worry, I'm going out and play. I don't know how she did it, she took most everything. Looked at my Christmas stocking, found her wedding ring. Such a bad time to leave me on this Christmas day. I ain't gonna sit here and worry, I'm going out and play. Got no Christmas turkey, ain't got no Christmas pie. Got my eye on another little girl, so I think I'm gonna get by. It's such a bad time to leave me on this Christmas day. I ain't gonna sit here and work, I'm going out and play. She could have left me on Easter or even Groundhog Day. She could have given me some warning before she went away. Such a bad time to leave me on this Christmas day. I ain't gonna sit here and worry. I'm going out and play. She went to, must be with another man. If she think I'm gonna sit here and worry, I don't really give a damn. Such a bad time to leave me on this Christmas day. I ain't gonna sit here and worry, I'm going out and play. I ain't got no Christmas turkey, ain't got no Christmas pie, but got my eye on another little girl, so I think I'm gonna get by. Such a bad time to leave me on this Christmas day. I ain't gonna sit here and work, I'm going out and play.
If you like Christmas albums, that's a really good one. Came out a couple of years ago on Alligator Records, called House Rockin' Christmas, the genuine House Rockin' Christmas. And there you heard Cephas and Wiggins and Christmas Day Blues. An old friend of the programme, who I've never actually met, one day I hope we'll meet in Cognac at the Blues Festival there. His name is Mike Lacouille, and Mike actually organises many of the blues events in France, so much so that he picked up an award last year at the Blues Awards in the States. He flew across the States to pick up an award for promoting blues in France. Every year he has a competition in Paris and the Tremplin Blues sur Seine, it's called, and basically lots of bands come there, and he normally then sends me some of the links. And here is a band I never featured before. They're out of Poitiers. They're called One Leg Toad. They are Julian Dextant, who's on vocals and guitar, Davton Ribault, who's on double bass, Lucon Francois, who was on percussion, and also Proud Eric. Proud Eric, isn't that wonderful? Proud Eric on guitar and accordion. They are the band. This is what they sound like, making their debut on the show, out of France, One Leg Toad, and their version of the old standard, Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I'm down and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. I'm saying I have more. We'll be right back.
One-Leg Toad out of Poitiers in France, and taken from the album, or the release anyway, the Tremblant Blues Sur Seine, and Nobody's Fault But Mine. We're into the sort of odd section of the programme now. Over the next 10 minutes or so, we've got live music from Rabbit Foot, and also this next gentleman making his debut on the show. I think you could best describe him as a character, really. He's still alive, but he's now in his 70s. Born Samuel Moore, but he's been known as Ironing Board Sam for a long time. Not Washboard Sam, but Ironing Board Sam, because way back in the early 60s, he actually strapped a keyboard to an ironing board, which he then played over his shoulder kind of stuff. Very odd indeed. He's also played in a tank, a 1,500-gallon water tank. He's done a show from a balloon. He had a human jukebox idea. He'd go into bars and he was dressed up like a jukebox, and when people put the money in and told them what they wanted, he would then play it. That's a clever idea too. And this album has just been released, although it was made way back in 1967 in Indiana. The album is called The Ninth Wonder of the World Music, and it's Washboard Sam. Not Washboard, Ironing Board Sam. Anyway, here he is with Cherry Pie.
Jack Hanna sitting in a corner eating a cherry pie, put on a thumb and he pulled out a thumb and he said there ain't nobody here do the habit I give me some, need some, yeah yeah, give me some cherry pie. Yes, I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it. Like little Jack Hunter sitting in a corner eating a cherry pie, putting a plum and he pulled out a plum and he said there ain't nobody here can do that but I. Sugar plum. You know it tastes so good.
His early 70s now. That was recorded when he was in his 30s and 40s. Got a voice a bit like Cyril Neville, hasn't he, really? His name is Ironing Board Sam. Now lives in Heather Hollick country in North Carolina. He's just bringing a new album out as well, which is amazing. And they heard a track, though, from his album, which he made way back in 67, which he just got the rights back to, and that's called Cherry Pie. Time to have live music now, and let's welcome Rabbit Foot.
When I gonna do? Say, what am I gonna do? I bomb, 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 bomb. Say, I'm gonna let go of you. We gave it a shot, a full turn of the wheel. I've plenty reason now for how I feel. Ba ba da ba, ba 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 ba. Oh, what am I gonna do? Say, what am I gonna do? Ba 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 ba.
Raven on the Blues, live in session, and it's a great number to start with because it kind of sums up the events of the year. The way I see the year panning out is I never heard of this band, Rabbit Foot, until I guess about May or June. Then I get an MP3 sent to me, Wang Dang Doodle, which you could have done to open, but you didn't. And then Hebden Bridge appears, and you go up to Hebden Bridge and steal the show. And it just seems to be that all of a sudden this last 6 months has been everywhere. Look at Rabbit Foot. Anyway, welcome. Well, welcome, Jamie Morgan on the left-hand side of your headphones.
Hello.
And Carla Villegas on the right-hand side, seated at the drums.
Hello.
You've been together as a band how long altogether? I mean, as I say, it seems like 6 months, but obviously it's longer than that.
Well, I think it was my birthday, June 21st last year.
Yeah.
Actually,
that was the first Rabbit Foot gig, and we weren't Rabbit Foot at the time.
But I think we only decided to call it Rabbit Foot like a few months later. I think we look back retrospect because we were just doing it for the fun, really, for the joy of it at first.
Yeah.
I mean, were you both in bands at that stage, both musicians as such, or was it just...
Yeah.
Well, kind of, yeah. I'm a percussionist as well, yes. And that had been my work for 10, 12 years.
And Carly, you're a vocal coach, aren't you, as well?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, and I've been in and out of bands for a very long time now.
So you just sat there, and all of a sudden the sound and all the things that are Rabbitfoot came together of like sort of a living thing, an organic thing?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. There was no planning. I don't think we would have set it up like we did if we'd planned it.
No, yeah.
No, we can't do it any other way.
How about some guitar music with some African drums?
Yeah, right.
That's not how it...
And it's been an occasional bass, and any other occasional people passing through the band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But percussionists. We get percussionists that come in guests sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And some great ones as well.
So, but you are normally at a core, just the two of you, basically.
Yeah, the core is the two, and we can add... It's like a jigsaw with a nice centrepiece. I think.
And so in the summer, when I heard Wang Dang Doodle, was the album Swamp Boogie already recorded then, or did that come later?
Ah. No, it all came at once. We did those recordings. They were pretty much one take. We took about 4 hours of recording, and then that was done.
Right.
And I think the version that you got, I don't think we'd even finished. I was so keen to get it out everywhere. I don't think we'd even finished mixing it at that point. But I was keen.
But it does seem to be a fairly meteoric rise. Has it felt that way to you two?
Yeah, but there's always... I'm always working in the office trying to get make things happen. So it doesn't feel like anything's happened meteorically because of...
It just feels like bloody hard work.
So I've spent my whole life...
There's no real snowball effect as much as just ongoing work.
Yeah, just plugging and plugging. Because there's lots
the
of things
of work, I suppose.
Yeah, there's lots of things that haven't worked. I'm not going to tell you about them, but there's lots of things that haven't come off. You know, so we just.
You mean in terms musically or in terms of other ventures?
Other ventures really. Like getting certain gigs. We've gone for certain things and nothing's happened. And
yes.
We have an interesting time with promoters because they don't know what on earth to label us. And
you take no prisoners either, do you? Really? You, I mean, you're not compromising at all,
no.
Are you?
No. No, we hope not.
Promoters have no idea what to do with us. We've had a very good promoter who came to one of our gigs and he was like, I love what you guys do, but I would have no idea how to sell it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, thanks for that.
Yeah. First time we played a blues club. I have my best memory is of the promoter of the blues. I won't say where it was, but the promoter of the blues club running away in fear afterwards. You know, like, ah!
Yeah, we never heard back from him either.
Because you kind of fall between the two stools of the diehard 12-bar blues, the way it always has been, and the new breed of music, which is burgeoning and coming through here in the UK, which I think is so exciting and fabulous. And you're kind of in between of that, aren't you, in a way? Because you both cover both bases, but perhaps scare both sides of it at the same time.
Yeah. Well, the more mainstream side is a lot more accepting than the blues side. The more mainstream side kind of goes, hey, we don't know what it is, but we like it. It's fun. Yeah, I'll come and see you.
Yes.
Whereas the blues is a bit like, what the hell are you?
Yeah, some of it anyway. We're talking minority. You know? Yeah. Most people
It's a bit inside baseball, this, but Jason Elliott of Hebden, Bridge Blues Festival, he started something rolling at the weekend about what should we call it and you know, should we...
Yeah.
And it got quite heated at a stage until in the end I think somebody called quits on it because it is very difficult here in the UK and I know many of the listeners to this show are not in the UK and perhaps not the same way that you are listening, but here in the UK we've got this very odd situation whereby we've got some music coming through which is kind of being labelled roughly as blues, but in fact hasn't got a home to go to in many places and in terms of venues and what have you.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a small circuit.
It's small, actually.
It's a small circuit.
I hadn't been involved in the music scene for a decade or more when I came and got involved, and I was very naive and I just thought, oh, we can play everywhere.
Yes.
But of course you can't. You know,
well, yes, you can, subject to the promoter taking a calculated risk and understanding. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, which thank goodness, you know, people like Jason have been willing to do on us. Because he only gave us that gig on the strength of me being a pain in the bum, really.
Sending you Wang Dang Doodle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing getting a gig like that at a festival on the strength of an MP3, you know.
Good, isn't it?
And being a pain in the neck, being on his case. Literally, I'll come and camp outside your door if you don't stop... If you don't answer our emails or something, wasn't it? Until he kind of went, yeah, go on then, we'll give you a slot.
Yeah, and he wasn't at all sure, bless him. You know? I mean, so we have people from the world music area who are interested in things as well. So we had another guy from Isle of Wight who put us on at the Rhythm Tree Festival.
Right.
So he put us on this massive stage, and we'd never played a stage like it.
Talking music, what are you going to do for us next?
Oh, we're going to do Catfish.
Swimming alone in a deep blue sea, you good looking man swimming after me, swimming after me, swimming after me. I went down to see my baby, and I sat alone on this front step, coming out calling, yeah, my lady's just now there, my lady's just now there, my lady's just now there. Just before I was born, got a girl child coming, gonna be a rolling stone, gonna be a rolling stone, gonna be a rolling stone. Swimming alone, ooh, on a deep blue sea, you good-looking man, now swimming after me, swimming after me, swimming after me, ooh, well, ooh, oh, well, ooh, oh, well. I was a catfish swimming alone in a deep blue sea. A good-looking man swimming after me, swimming after me, yeah, swimming after me, yeah. Oh well. Oh.
Staggering. Carla Viegas on vocals, Jamie Morgan on guitar, collectively the band Rabbit Foot. Now you heard two tracks and some of the conversation, and you can hear two more tracks and a load more conversation if you go to the Raven and the Blues page, www.raven.dj. And thanks to all the people who contacted me through the course of the week and gave me, actually it was almost like you'd all had the same idea at the same time. I'll tell you more about it later, but you should now be able to go to the session, and rather than hearing the first quarter of an hour all over again, you should be able to click on it and hit part two. I don't know until we try it this weekend, but in theory, the session is now in two parts, so you can miss the first part out unless you want to hear those tracks again. Anyway, that's all happening. Next live guest is next year, which sounds ages away. Back to Christmas. Tom Malafarina has been a friend of the programme for many, many years. He lives in Pennsylvania, and he sent this, I guess, to me probably about 2 years ago. I've never used it. It's about time I did. Will you come home to me this Christmas? Thank you.
Christmas. Should I sit here crying all night long? It seems like a lifetime ago that you walked on out that door and left me standing sad and lonely underneath the mistletoe. Will you come home to me this Christmas? Should I plan on spending it this way? Drinking whiskey till I fall down, and then I get up and do it again. Oh, the pain and the sorrow, well, it's more than I can stand. Like a lifetime ago that you walked on out the door and left me standing sad and lonely underneath the mistletoe. Will you come home to me this Christmas? Should I face it, face the fact that you are gone? Stop wearing my heart out and accept that I believe you won't be coming home to me this Christmas. No, you won't be coming home to me this Christmas.
Sometimes known as Bluesman Tom, but they're Tom Malafarina. And an LP3 sent to me a couple of years ago. I never use it. And that's a track which is called Will You Come Home to Me This Christmas? Okay, a new album now. I've got a couple of new albums have arrived in the post. This one came a couple of weeks ago, but never got round to playing it, from Jay Shogren and Shanghai'd. The album is God Bless These Crooked Little Songs. And here's a track called Stumble.
You want to know how I happen to end up here? Well, let's get one thing straight. I ain't ended yet. I ain't ended yet. I stumble to the next world. I stumble to the next world. I stumble to the next world. Lord, 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 like I stumbled through this. Back in the 30s, there was no work. I don't care what you could do. Over the mountains late one night, it was dead of winter, bitter cold. Dead of winter, bitter cold. Had enough tobacco for one or two smokes. Up and down a slack car just like an old dog. Looking for a place to hide his head where the wind would not blow. Where the wind would not blow me to the next world. I stumble to the next world. I stumble to the next world. I stumble to the next world. Long, 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 like I stumbled through this. Fell in the corner and I rolled me a smoke. Tossed a match out the side door. On a tender. Just burn faster. 2 minutes
It's the God's truth, the God's truth. It was 1933. I lived to be 101. I don't think I will ever see anyone so beautiful, anything so fine as that train on fire. To end up here, well, let's get one thing straight. I ain't ended yet. I ain't ended.
Again, country-tinged blues, but fine stuff nevertheless. Shanghaied and Shipwrecked, Jay Shogren, and the album God Bless These Crooked Little Songs. Some great vocals on there, too. And there you heard a track which is called Stumble. You'll find links to him and to all everybody else who played on the programme on the Raven and the Blues page. From the States back to the UK, up to Scotland now, and to the band out of Fife. I heard them first on the Jock's Juke Joint. Deep breath. Come on, you can do it, Dave. Jock's Juke Joint, Volume 2. The band are called Baby Isaac. Their album is called Blues Epidemic. And one thing, if you're going to send me material for The Raven and the Blues, if you ever do a cover of this particular number, it almost guarantees it being played, because it was my radio theme tune for about 15 years. I've had four or five theme tunes over the years. Cliff Noble and the Horse was one of the early ones. But then this next one, Ramsey Lewis Wade in the Water, became my main radio theme tune from the middle 70s in the UK right through until theme tunes weren't popular anymore, and we dropped it all together. So here we are, out of Scotland, Baby Isaac, Blues Epidemic. And not only do we get Wade in the Water, but we also get a track we've already had on the programme so far. Isn't that clever? This is Nobody's Fault But Mine, and Wade in the Water, and Baby Isaac.
Children wade in the water. must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water.
Lamour on vocals with Wade in the Water, Gary Arnott on vocals with Nobody's Fault But Mine, coming together at the end. He's also on harp as well. Derek Walsh on guitar, Graham Smith on bass, and Dave Welsh on drums. They collectively are Baby Isaac. That's a track off their album, which is called Blues Epidemic. And I think it's rather fine. Okay, that's almost it. We've got one more track to play. It's going to be Christmassy, of course. We've played it before again over the years. Last week when I had Claire Free as the guest, we were talking about sort of the way that we're going to do the sessions in future, and it seemed to engender something, because a massive flurry of emails came in from all over the world, really. Australia, New Zealand, I remember two from there, a couple from Europe, one from Germany, I know, and one from Holland. Two or three from the UK, and then four or five out the States. About 12 or 13 emails, all saying, amazingly, roughly the same thing. And that is, you prefer the sessions as a standalone device, basically. In other words, people come along, talk and play, and talk and play, and it stands there on its own. You also like them in the show, too. But then again, a couple of people came up with this idea, which I'm trying this week. So from now on, the sessions will always be after the show. So you'll get the program, the weekly program first, and then you'll get the sessions afterwards. And there should be... This weekend is a test with Rabbit Foot. There should be a little a click thing. You can go through to part two. So if you want to only hear part two, you can do so. Or you can hear the session all over again. So in future, sessions next year, thanks for all the input, sessions next year, as they always have been, but they're coming after the show, and basically you can then go to it and click to part two. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. The next show is the last one of the year. It's going to be 2 hours long. It's going to be all the live sessions, one track from each band, I think. I may change my mind, but that's the way it's going to be so far. I'll be sending, and then in the early part of the new year, we'll be having another special show saying thanks to all the people who've made the show what it is this year. All the people in the promotion business and the artists themselves and the bands from all over the world. And of course, you for listening, for subscribing every week. We're almost up to the 1 million downloads for this year. Actually, I haven't done the plug, have I? I took the figures last year on January the 1st and then looked again now. We're almost up to 1 million downloads this year. So if you normally don't subscribe, can you please subscribe? And can you pass it on to a friend and say if they like the blues, subscribe to The Raven of the Blues. I'd love to break 1 million downloads for 2012 if we can. Anyway, have a great Christmas. I'll talk to you next week. Let's close. The Blind Boys of Alabama, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Joy to the world. Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Nature sing,
and nature sing,
and nature sing.